"There are the orphans," Mr. Lesko cried triumphantly. "After them, citizens!"
"Who are those other two?"
asked an elder in the crowd.
"Who cares?"
said Mrs. Morrow, and waved her torch.
"They're probably more accomplices. Let's burn them at the stake, too."
"Why not?" said another elder. "We already have torches and kindling, and I don't have anything else to do right now."
Mr. Lesko stopped at a corner and called down a street the children couldn't see.
"Hey, everyone!" he shouted. "They're over here!"
The five children had been staring at the group of citizens, too terrified to get moving again. Sunny was the first to recover.
"Here, Lilk!"
she shouted, and began crawling down the street as fast as she could. She meant something like, "Let's go. Don't look behind you. Let's try to get to Hector and his self-sustaining hot-air mobile home before the mob catches up with us and burns us at the stake." But her companions didn't need any encouragement. Down the street they raced, paying no attention to the footsteps and shouts behind them, which seemed to be growing in number, as more and more people heard the news that VFD's prisoners were escaping. The children ran down narrow alleys and wide main streets, across parks and bridges that were all covered in black feathers. Occasionally, they had to retrace their steps, a phrase which here means turn around and run the other way when they saw townspeople approaching. And often they had to duck into doorways or hide behind shrubbery while angry citizens ran by, as if the children were playing a game of hide-and-go-seek instead of running for their lives. The afternoon wore on, and the shadows on VFD's streets grew longer and longer, and still...